I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
A jury finds CVS, Walgreens, and Walmart recklessly distributed opioid pills. The Biden administration dedicates federal funding to addressing workforce shortages, and consumers are dealing with a patchwork of telehealth coverage. It's all coming up on today's episode of GIST Healthcare Daily. It's Wednesday, November 24th, and I'm Alex Olgan with GIST Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in under 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show. One programming note for listeners, the podcast will be taking a break for the rest of the week for the Thanksgiving holiday, but we'll be back with a new episode on Monday, November 29th, previewing the issues in the Supreme Court case set to be heard on Tuesday about whether Medicare can continue reimbursement cuts to hospitals participating in the 340B drug discount program. Make sure to tune in, and happy Thanksgiving. The Department of Health and Human Services is finally distributing $7.5 billion in COVID relief funding to more than 40,000 rural providers. The payments are based on how much treatment the facilities provided to Medicare, Medicaid, and CHIP patients throughout 2019 and most of 2020. The amounts range from $500 to $43 million for 8 hospital system Baptist Health in Louisville, Kentucky. The money can be used to recruit or pay staff, buy medical supplies, upgrade IT, or other initiatives to prepare or respond to the COVID-19 pandemic. HHS is still reviewing applications for the remaining $1 billion in relief funding. Also this week, the Biden administration is awarding $1.5 billion to fund incentives for physicians, nurses, dentists, and behavioral health care providers to work in medically underserved areas. The money coming from the American Rescue Plan will fund scholarships and loan repayments of close to 23,000 providers working in these areas. And it represents a 27% increase in funding to the National Health Service Corps, Nurse Corps, and Behavioral Health Workforce Programs. At a press conference, Vice President Kamala Harris said,
"Our administration's goal here is to address the urgent shortage of doctors, nurses, and behavioral health providers in both urban and rural areas."
Shortages of these healthcare professionals, especially in rural and underserved areas, have long been a problem, and it's expected to get worse in the coming decade as the aging population will need more healthcare. The White House estimates that the country could face a shortage of about 60,000 primary care doctors, dentists, and psychiatrists over the next 10 years, and almost 160,000 nurses will need to finish school each year for the next 10 years to avoid shortages. Telehealth care, both video and phone, boomed during the pandemic as state and federal governments lifted restrictions and increased reimbursements. But in the absence of a comprehensive federal telehealth policy, almost 2 years later, consumers are dealing with a patchwork of coverage and inconsistent access. As NPR reports, there are almost 1,000 bills in state and federal legislatures to extend telehealth coverage beyond the pandemic. On a federal level, Medicare is continuing coverage for many video and audio telehealth services for the next 2 years, while it studies how to cover the services permanently. Telehealth visits have been a lifeline to many, especially those who live far away and have to travel long distances for specialized care. Early in the pandemic, all states waived licensing requirements to allow out-of-state doctors to provide virtual care. But the advocacy group, the Alliance for Connected Care, reports that about half of the states have ended these flexibilities. Over the last few months, insurers have started to roll back their telehealth coverage. This all means that patients could face interruptions in telehealth care or get big, unexpected bills for care they thought was covered. But what's unlikely is that consumers will stop seeking care this way. According to a report from McKinsey over the summer, telehealth visits have increased 38-fold since pre-pandemic. On Tuesday, a jury found that CVS, Walmart, and Walgreens pharmacies recklessly distributed pain pills in two northeastern Ohio counties. The case is notable for a few reasons. This is the first jury verdict in an opioid case. Secondly, the first time retail pharmacies went to trial for their role in the opioid crisis that's estimated to have killed more than 500,000 Americans since 2000. Plaintiffs claimed that pharmacists were the last line of defense in preventing these medications from getting into the wrong hands, and that they didn't do enough to stop it. Plaintiffs pointed out that between 2012 and 2016, in one of these Ohio counties, Trumbull County, these pharmacies dispensed 80 million pills. That equals out to about 400 per resident. State and local governments have brought thousands of cases against drug manufacturers and distributors. Some have gone to court, but several of these companies have been eager to settle. This ruling against the pharmacies could open the door for these jurisdictions to bring more cases against the pharmacies for their role in the opioid crisis. The amount the pharmacies will need to pay in penalties will be decided later by a federal judge. The pharmacies said they intend to appeal the verdict. Thanks for listening to GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. GIST Healthcare Daily is an independent production of GIST Healthcare.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.